This is Pocket Buds Extra, an extra bit of content for you, the adorable animal or food protagonist of the little indie game about making friends. I am once again joined by Jenny from Wholesome Games, who just came out of the main episode with me. Jenny, how are you feeling?
Really good. We had a great conversation. So yeah, I'm excited for this little bonus.
Yeah, this little bonus where we're going to be extremely objective. And yes. No opinion matters but ours.
Exactly.
Right? But, I mean, kind of what goes into the little, you know, you could call it podcast activity of what we're going to do. You know, it's wholesome, but also goes into the cozy world. And we've actually kind of done this before. Because you and I, the main episode is also not the first time that we chatted. I did a little recording for a certain media company that I don't know if I'm contractually allowed to talk about, but we talked about what makes a game cozy. And that was, I feel like, a fun conversation, a little bit more professional than what we're going for here.
Yeah. But I was like, letting our strings loose, but I don't feel like that's a saying.
You know what? Anything can be a saying if you say it out loud.
Yeah, we're letting our strings loose, everyone.
We're letting our strings loose. We're just little mannequins. No. What is the word I'm thinking
what
of?
What is happening?
What is the word? Pinocchio. We're little puppets on a string.
There we go. Okay, we saved it.
What are they called? Marionettes?
Are they puppets?
What, a puppet on a string is called a marionette. Is that right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. We're just little marionettes and we're letting our strings loose.
Perfect.
We're Pinocchioing it.
We're Pinocchio.
Without the lies.
Without the lies. Exactly. Because we're talking about wholesome games. No lies. We're Pinocchio.
No lies, only truth. And we will be determining today what makes a game wholesome. And we're going to be really strict about it. And it's definitely going to be completely against kind of everything we talked about on the show about wholesome games can be anything. They actually can't. They can only be these specific things.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
So I'd like to start with the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a game protagonist a wholesome character?
I feel like oftentimes a certain amount of fluff is needed. You know, capybara, for example. Which now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I've seen a capybara protagonist. So maybe we've never actually seen a truly wholesome game.
No wholesome games actually exist because there is not a capybara fronted game yet.
Yeah.
But at the same
I'm
time,
trying to think, yeah.
That being said, you say fluffy.
Yes.
But I would also argue that if there were a game where the protagonist was a rising star Mudang, who is quite wet and not fluffy at all, that too, to me, would be a wholesome game.
You know what? You are absolutely right. I appreciate that you bring up this, you know, like this, what do you call it? Like the counter argument to the fluff, because I completely agree.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the only wholesome protagonist has to be Mudang.
Yep. Okay. So we figured that out.
Yeah, and if someone is listening does not know who Mudang is, please look her up.
Like,
so cute.
Pause this podcast, look up Mudang, and then you will understand.
Yeah. So 100% must be Mudang in the protagonist seat.
If Mudang has no fans, it's because I'm dead.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her so much.
So cute.
So she is the wholesome game protagonist. If Mudang is not the protagonist of your game, it is not a wholesome game.
Yeah. So developers, get working.
Yeah. Work hard. or go home, whatever. And yes. There she is.
So cute.
I love
She's
her
She's taken
so
over
much.
My feeds, honestly. Everything I click on, like every other TikTok is her.
Exactly. Me too. I'm watching Mudeng fan cams every day. I love that she bites people. I think it's good. I think she should, you know. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah. So we've figured out protagonist. That's done. That's dusted. Yep.
Perfect.
Setting. What makes a setting of a game wholesome?
Oh man, that's a tough
I'd say bright.
Question.
We'll start there.
Yeah.
Bright.
Bright. Not blindingly so. We don't want like unfettered sunlight blaring down
no.
too much.
We don't want the protagonist, if it was a first person situation, looking yeah. directly at the sun and getting sick.
Yeah. But yeah, bright, I don't know. I think like bright with like a few clouds. Mm. Now I'm just thinking of the beach, honestly. I'm like, where do I want to be right now?
You're
the
right.
beach.
It's
like,
the beach.
Some trees.
My first thought,
breeze.
Olivia Haynes' surf club.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The beach.
Honestly.
Let's go to the beach, beach. It is the
oh
perfect.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Perfect setting for a wholesome game. Letters to yeah. Arala. Like...
Yeah.
I'm thinking beach.
Oh my gosh. And what is it? I think I feel like I've seen another game that was beach. Maybe it was like Seaside. It was the one with the flying witch. Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Another game that was beach.
Another game that was beach.
The beach that makes you game. It's the same developer that did is it Chunig or Chibig? That's the developer.
It's Chibig, yes. That's
it's
developer.
Chibig, and it's something.
It's something.
Oh my god!
Oh my.
I've got it. I've literally got this game. Oh, this is gonna ruin me. But yeah. it's a little Kiki's Delivery Service game, essentially.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hold on. I'm just gonna quickly do a very fast Google because this is going to drive me up the wall that I cannot remember it. But it's the cutest game, and you're like a little witch, yeah, delivering packages on broomstick in a seaside town, and it's
yeah.
so cute.
It's like name and the something something. Is
yeah.
that right?
Mika and the Witch's Mountain. There. We
That's
go.
Right. Oh. I was like Witch's Flower.
We can move on.
Yeah.
I think
That's
that is Mary and the Witch's Flower, which is a
oh
movie.
Oh, my God.
That's similar.
Look,
also very cozy, so very good
recommendation.
Exactly.
Exactly. It all comes together. Okay,
yeah.
So we've determined setting, beach.
Yep. Yeah, Mudeng at the beach. Okay, but that would be so cute.
Okay, no, that would actually be amazing. Okay, so you're... For your game to be wholesome, it has to be Mudeng at the beach. That's what we've got
yes.
so far.
Yeah.
Perfect. Next up, gameplay mechanics.
You know what's funny about a lot of these games is a yeah. lot of them involve doing chores I would never, ever want to really do in my spare time in real life, like power washing sim.
Oh my
Actually,
God.
Actually, I've never done that before, and I think that would be kind of fun. But like,
I
wouldn't want to
buck
power wash.
The power wash simulator. I'll tell you that much. Holy shit.
Power wash simulator is so good. And I have never done it in real life. So I don't know if it's actually quite challenging. I imagine it gets heavy.
Oh, Diva, as someone who has, let me tell you, not as fun. Not
See?
As fun. Mm-mm.
But in game, you're like, I could power wash for the rest of my life and be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. Like I have a few games on my like cycle at the moment. Like I've got mm-hmm. Animal Crossing New Horizons. I'm on yeah. that Zenless Zone Zero grind. I'm playing the
nice.
Plucky Squire. Like I'm torturing myself really. But anytime my brain cannot function and cannot think about a full game experience,
mm-hmm.
Power Wash Simulator.
It is the go-to for me. Like
it's like putting that pressure washer on my brain.
oh, it really is. Yeah. It's like you're just washing your little brain while you're washing the cars. It's so good. So yeah, I am all for like power washing, unpacking, putting items in a shelf.
Like, yeah.
What about that makes me so happy? I don't know.
Unpacking. I'm simple. A little to the left. Ooh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The drawer levels and a little to the left where they're like, just make sure everything fits in the drawer properly. My favorite levels in the game.
I live. Mm-hmm. Okay, so based on that, I'd say chores.
Yes.
Mudeng doing chores at the beach is what we've got so far.
Feels like a winner. Yeah.
Yep. I'd play it. Absolutely. Okay. Music. This might be a bit of an easier one.
I don't know. There's so many kinds of music. I mean, I feel like sort of that lo-fi stuff is what I love to listen to personally. Again, it's the power wash thing where I'm like, I want to listen to Power Wash Simulator. Or I want to play Power Wash Simulator and listen to like chill hop.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. But, like my first thought is like very specifically the Rain versions of every hour of New Leaf.
Same brain. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think I love New Horizons. I think it has its downfalls, but like I'm so invested. I think one thing in particular that I really miss, that I understand, you know, they've got all the KK tracks and that's awesome, but something I really, really miss from New Leaf that I wish came into New Horizons was the hourly music.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So good.
So I say we should say the coziest is like cozy hourly music that changes.
Hourly, lo-fi.
Yeah.
Music. Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
All right. So Mudeng at the beach doing chores to hourly lo-fi music. Fantastic.
Perfect.
NPCs.
I mean, I just like having a lot of them with a variety of conversation points. So two sides sort of the coin. I either want nobody else or I want people there, like a diverse amount of people with variety in conversation. If they're saying the same thing to me every time, I'd rather they not be there.
Yeah, that's so fair. Is that a little mean?
I don't know.
No, I totally get it. And I also love NPCs that have nothing but nice things to say to you. Like, I will say, like, going back into Animal Crossing, that old school Animal Crossing of villagers being straight up mean to you, So funny and hilarious.
Oh my gosh. But my most vivid memories as a kid were Animal Crossing villagers being mean to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
oh
like
my gosh.
Me doing a minor inconvenience and then this little squirrel coming up and being like, are you fucking stupid? And I'm like, okay. All right.
Like, whoa.
Unnecessary.
What did I do to deserve this?
All of my insecurities are coming from this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, right?
But it's kind of the grandpa of cozy games, you know?
It really is, yeah.
So maybe a wholesome game needs NPCs with lots of creative and different and varied ways to be mean to you.
So it's Mudeng on the beach doing chores to hourly music with NPCs that possibly will be a little bit rude to you.
But in varied and interesting ways.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, I think that's perfect.
It. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I want to know the publisher who's going to give us the money to make this game. Because I do believe we have a winner.
I think... oh, surely Devolver would go nuts for it. No, you know who I know would go nuts for it? New Blood Interactive, purely because Dave Oshry is a big Mudeng fan.
Really? Oh my gosh, yes. We get in on the hook. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. We pitch that to him and he's like $1 million trillion.
love it. And you know what? It's great to have $1 million trillion because we're going to make a shmillion. And so it's going to be great.
Exactly.
The perfect wholesome game.
But it's missing one thing. It's missing one vital thing to me.
Yes.
And that's a story. Why is Mudang at the beach doing chores? And why is everybody so rude to her?
Oh my gosh. You know what? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I love a good, like, found family story. I think those are my favorite types of stories. Yeah. So what if everyone starts by being a little bit rude, but as Mudang does chores, wins over the heart of the slightly rude NPCs, and they become a wonderful community.
No, it's perfect.
I actually would play that game.
I would absolutely. It's like when it's like talking to Sable every day at the Able Sisters eventually makes her like you.
Exactly. And now you have this like new community, like little found family. You get together, you help one another. Oh,
and you've got this really neat beach because you've been doing so many chores. Okay. We've done it. Jenny, we've made the perfect wholesome game. Mudang is at the beach doing chores to lo-fi hourly music. She is surrounded by NPCs who are rude to her. But over the time, with her tireless efforts doing chores at the beach, they grow to love her and accept her into the beach town as one of them.
Yep.
It's called, oh shit. Oh, the title's always the hardest part, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Like, I love a good bit of wordplay. If we can think of a pun that honestly would be chef's kiss.
Oh, hold on. Who cleaned up? Who is spelt like, H-O-O, and it's who cleaned up this dang beach? It's not good. It could be better. It could be better. Mudang at the beach. Oh, summer cleanup. We could go for a really long
dang beach. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait. Kind of like, did you ever play like,
did you say Shin this Chan? Dang beach?
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's literally it. This dang beach. Done. Shipped. Oh my God. Shipped. Gazillion dollar. Oh. Yeah. We did it. Wow. Jenny, we have built the perfect wholesome game. How do you feel?
Really accomplished. I didn't think it could be done. And with your help, I now believe.
Yeah, we make a great team. Jenny, thank you so, so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. I'm so excited for our future making this game together, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think we got to get in touch to see how much of Mudang we can use. But should be fine. Should be fine. Yeah.
Details.
And I'm so sorry. I end the show the same way every time. So pardon me.
Bye-bye.